Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Former President Donald Trump, known best for his bombast and aggressive rhetoric, began his Republican presidential nominee acceptance speech on the last day of the Republican National Convention with a softer and deeply personal message that drew directly from his brush with death.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are!
Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
The tone quickly changed, however, when Trump repeatedly accused people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally of staging a, quote, invasion, end quote, and falsely suggested Democrats had cheated during the 2020 election he lost. A global technology outage grounded flights, knocked banks and hospital systems offline and media outlets off air around the world. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike said Friday that the issue was not a security incident or cyber attack. Cybersecurity expert James Bohr says the malfunction is due to a corrupted file.
We don't have full details yet about how it was caused, but there's a corrupt file, which is part of the CrowdStrike Falcon tool. Now, this is a tool made by CrowdStrike to protect computers. It protects both people's laptops, people's PCs, and some of the most critical servers in the world. What's happened is this file has then been deployed. It's gone out to all of these computers, and when they try to restart after the update, it's broken them.
CrowdStrike has released a fix as of 30 minutes ago. However, word is not yet out if it has fixed everything. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A large blast from a Houthi drone attack rocked central Tel Aviv early on Friday, killing one person and wounding several others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming responsibility for an early morning drone strike that hit a part of central Tel Aviv near the U.S. embassy, killing one person and injuring a number of others. The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war, but until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claimed its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system, but Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Three people died in Bangladesh on Friday in fresh protests against quotas for government jobs, media said, as telecoms links were widely disrupted and television news channels went off the air. Authorities had cut some mobile telephone services the previous day to try to quell the unrest, initially sparked by student anger against controversial quotas. But Friday's wider disruption was not linked to a global cyber outage. The government offered no immediate comment. British Foreign Minister David Lammy said on Friday the United Kingdom would resume funding to the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, and called on Israel to allow more aid to enter Gaza.
I can confirm to the House that we are overturning the suspension of UNRWA funding.
Yeah.
I thank them.
Britain was one of several countries to halt their funding to UNRWA, following accusations by Israel that some agency staff were involved in the October 7th Hamas attack. Lemmy told Parliament he was reassured that the agency, which provides education, health, and aid to millions of Palestinians, had taken steps to ensure it meets the highest standards of neutrality, and the government would now provide £21 million, the equivalent of $27.1 million in new funding. Public sector workers in Nigeria on the minimum wage will see their salaries double after the government reached an agreement on Thursday with labor unions that have been threatening further strikes as the cost of living spirals. The unions were threatening further strikes because of a cost of living crisis that is partly a result of the government's economic policies, such as an end to fuel subsidies and an effective devaluation of the currency against the dollar. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti.